Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It was just getting dark when Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton left Rossville in Barry's car to drive to Heatherton to be married. It was 2 hours later, just a few miles out of Heatherton, that police found an overturned automobile, its occupants seemingly dead under the wreckage. Back in Rossville, Penny's mother, Grace, is in the living room of her home when Johnny Keith enters. Grace says...
Oh, have you and Jed finished so soon, Johnny?
Well, we gave up trying to talk business, Mrs. Billings. After you read us Penny's note, there wasn't much use.
No, I don't suppose there was. Who do you think just left?
Mrs. Carlton. Jed's door was open. I saw her come in. Oh. What'd she have to say about it?
Well, she thinks it's all for the best. Mm-hmm. It's what Penny and Barry want, she says, and they have a right to do what they want.
Well, that's the best way to look at it. Frankly, I've been expecting this for a long time.
Oh? Then you weren't surprised?
Well, to tell the truth, Mrs. Billings, I saw Penny and Barry just as they were leaving, and I guessed what they were up to.
You knew and didn't tell us.
Well, Penny asked me not to. She said she'd left a note. You're not angry, are you?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's a relief. You're happy about what Penny's done, aren't you? Barry's a great guy.
Well, I've always thought he was.
Well, Penny couldn't have done any better. But Barry got the best of the bargain. But so would anyone who married Penny.
Johnny, you ask me if I'm happy when you're not happy about it at all, are you?
Well, I think I explained a long time ago how I feel about Penny, Mrs. Billings. Of course, I love her. I always will. But it's not the kind of love it was.
Are you sure?
As sure as I am of anything. Oh, it can't be the same kind of love. We're not the same people we were when we talked of being married. We've gone our own separate ways. Our thoughts and interests are different. I used to think I couldn't be happy unless I married Penny. Now I know I can find happiness in the knowledge that Penny's happy.
Oh, Penny's happy now. Is that all the happiness you want? Isn't there some other girl?
No other girl.
Oh, but there will be someday.
Maybe. That sort of thing isn't important right now. May never be important. You know what I intend to do, Mrs. Billings? What I'm perfectly satisfied to do? Just be around, in case.
In case what?
Well, you know how things work out sometimes. The unexpected happens. Suddenly everything that seems so right is all wrong. I promised Penny a dozen times I'd be around if she ever needed me.
Johnny, you mustn't throw away your own life just because there's a possibility that you may be called upon to give a helping hand to someone. No one would do that for you.
I know what I'm doing, Mrs. Billings. And I don't believe I'd be throwing away my life. I've reached that age now where I've come to understand that it doesn't matter what you do with your life as long as you get satisfaction out of what you do with it.
I appreciate and welcome your devotion to Penny. But someday, Johnny, I think you'll change your mind about things. And for your own sake, I hope you will.
I could no more change my mind than I could change the direction in which the earth turns, Miss Billings. It's just that impossible. And it doesn't matter if she's just plain Penny Gibbs or Mrs. Barry Carlton. If she ever needs me, she's going to know where she can find me. But, well, believe me, that doesn't mean I'll ever interfere with her life as long as it's going away along the way she wants to go.
Well, I imagine it will, Johnny, from now on. I suddenly have hopes that the fears we have about Barry will not materialize, and that the illness that struck down his father and grandfather will never touch him. It's possible, you know.
Yes, I know it is. Maybe that's why Penny and Barry decided to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
After all, it is a chance worth taking. The worst that can happen is that they'll only have a few years of happiness. And a lot of people never have that. I wonder when we'll hear from them.
Oh, I hope we'll hear tonight. I have an idea we will, probably right after they're married.
You know where they went?
No, Penny's note didn't say.
Well, it's probably Heatherton. You can be married there in a few hours.
Well, Heatherton isn't far away. If that's where they went, they should be married by now.
Oh, at least an hour ago. Wonder why we haven't heard from them.
Well, maybe they've been delayed along the way, or they've had more trouble getting married than they expected. Oh, I'm sure nothing's happened, or we would have heard from them. Or maybe they've tried to phone, and the long-distance lines are busy. We'll hear soon, I'm sure, Johnny. I'm positive we will.
Hurry, Dr. Weston. She's just regained consciousness, and she may be in terrible pain.
I couldn't leave the patient in 708. Do you have a sedative ready?
Yes, doctor.
Well, let's have a look at her first. Has she said anything yet?
No, not a word. She's been coming out of it rather slowly.
Let's see if she can hear us. Miss Gibbs. Miss Gibbs.
Barry. Barry.
No, this is Dr. Weston.
Doctor.
Yes. You've been in an automobile accident, Miss Gibbs. You're in the Heatherton Hospital.
Hospital? I can't see you.
No, there are bandages over your eyes. Are you in any pain?
A little bit. Just a little.
Nurse, I'll take that hypo now.
Yes, doctor.
Where is he? Is he all right?
He's here, too. Don't worry about him.
I want to know. Is he all right?
Alcohol, nurse.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's all right.
Can I see him?
No, not right now, Miss Gibbs. You see, he was hurt, too.
Hurt badly?
Hypo, nurse. Yes, rather badly, Miss Gibbs, but so are you.
Oh.
There. You'll rest more comfortably now. This will put you to sleep for a while.
Now I remember how it happened. It was a little girl on the road. Little girl with a doll.
Don't try to talk, Miss Gibbs.
She didn't see it. Barry had to swerve.
We'll talk about that some other time, Miss Gibbs. Right now, just rest and everything will be all right. I think she can be left alone now, nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Oh, Barry. Barry, darling.
Look in on her every 10 minutes or so, will you, nurse?
I'll keep an eye on her, doctor. How is she, doctor? What do you think?
Well, she is very badly injured.
And the young man?
Carlton? His injuries are far more serious. It's hard to tell how he'll make out. Have you put in those calls to Rossville?
Yes, I phoned both families over an hour ago. They should be well on their way.
Well, call me when they arrive. I'll be in 309 having another look at young Carlton. He's going to need lots of attention during the next 24 hours. Those are the hours...
Oh, Johnny, how much further to Heatherton?
Only about 10 miles more, Mrs. Burris.
Well, can't we go faster?
Now, we'll be there soon enough. Now, please, don't worry. It may not be as bad as you think.
But it may be worse.
The doctor didn't say.
Oh, they never do. Oh, Johnny, I have an awful feeling it's serious.
Well, we'll know all about it in a little while. Until then, there's no use upsetting yourself by imagining things.
I know. I can't help it, though. Oh, Johnny, it happened on this road, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it did. I'd have taken another road to Heatherton, but this is the shortest and quickest.
We won't see the accident, will we?
No, I doubt it. I wouldn't be surprised if we'd already passed the place it happened. We're beyond all the really bad curves, and that's probably where it was.
I wonder why it happened. Why?
I'm sure it wasn't anyone's fault, if that's what you're thinking. Barry doesn't take chances. It was... well, it was just one of those unlucky things. Maybe something in the road, or...
what's the matter, Johnny?
You'd better keep your eyes on my side of the road.
Well, Johnny, that...
I'm going faster than this, please. I don't want you to look.
Saw it, Johnny. That was Barry's car. It's all smashed and upside down.
Well, it might have turned over when the police pushed it off the road, Mrs. Phillips. Don't look back. We're around the corner. You can't see it from here.
Oh, Johnny, it was awful. I don't see how they lived. How they could possibly still be alive.
I've seen cars look a lot worse than that after accidents. And the people in them were... well, they were hardly hurt.
Oh, don't try to lie to me, Johnny. You know, that was an awful-looking accident. And you wonder, too, if either one of them are still alive. Or will live till we get to the hospital.
Come in.
Dr. Weston, Mrs. Billings is here to see you. Miss Gibbs' mother.
Oh, yes, nurse. Show her right in, please.
In here, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, thank you.
Mrs. Billings, this is Dr. Weston. Oh.
Doctor, may I see her? I just have to see her.
Well, that'll be impossible at the moment, Mrs. Billings. Please sit down. That'll be all for now, nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Oh. How is she, doctor? Why can't I see her?
She's sleeping, Mrs. Billings, and it's important that we do not disturb her. Perhaps a little later.
Oh. She's badly hurt then, isn't she?
Yes. Frankly, she is. Very badly hurt. But I assure you, Mrs. Billings, we'll do everything we possibly can for her. And providing there are no complications, she'll come out of it all right. I wish I could say the same thing for the young man.
Dr. Weston, is he... is he...
No, I'm happy to say he's still alive. But he's far more seriously injured than your daughter.
Well, how serious is it, Dr. Weston? His mother's an extremely old woman and not very well.
Then perhaps we should keep it from her until we're sure. But I can tell you frankly, Mrs. Billings, the boy's chances of living are frightfully slim.
Oh, doctor, how awful. They were on their way to be married.
Is this the end of Penny's dream of happiness? How serious are her injuries? And is Barry Carlton going to die? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.